Join the conversation at everydaynovelist.com. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find the host at J.D. Sawyer on Minds.com, or hit him up at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 672. Today we hear from Dawn, who asks,
how do I create descriptions that come alive without overdoing adverbs and adjectives and sounding like a high school freshman?
Learn nouns and verbs. I'm really not trying to be facile. The functional vocabulary of your average adult is about 400 to 500 words. I mean, they actually know more words than that, but that's the number of words they routinely use in everyday speech. The problem with that is, if you don't use a word in everyday speech, it's not really available to you in stream of consciousness when you're writing. So, if you want to be able to write words and if you want to be able to write words, you gotta use a pencil, and they trace the letters and put them in order. It's late at night, can you tell? If you want to be able to write sentences that have sentences, particularly descriptive sentences, If you want to be able to write descriptions that have depth and sophistication and timing and really leap off the page without necessarily drawing attention to themselves in a, hey, look at me, jump up and down, 4-year-old waving their arms in the air, attracting attention kind of way. You want to be using nouns and verbs, and occasionally adjectives and adverbs, that do multiple jobs. So, you know, you want your nouns to imply a description that hits a number of senses at once. And you want your verbs, even though they explicitly denote action, you want them to connote attitude and mood and other things like that. So you want to work your language into a much denser knot. When people talk about efficient storytelling, you read someone whose prose is ultra-efficient, like Elmore Leonard, for example. You get these short sentences that seem like they're nothing, and yet they're unforgettable. Ian Fleming was really good at this. Raymond Chandler was really good at this. Dashiell Hammett was less good at it, but still quite good. Rod Serling was amazing. The art of the really, really gripping sentence is the art of leveraging multiple layers of meaning into every word and into the spaces between the words, because you're also dealing with the sounds of the words. Those create their own impressions, and the rhythm of the syllables creates its own set of impressions. Language is like a piano and or any musical instrument, but let's say a piano. Anybody can play a piano. Anyone can sit down at a piano and learn chopsticks and play Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Dun, 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 right? It can be garish and awful, or it can be quite a pleasant noise. But the difference between someone who is playing a tune and someone who is playing a song, who is playing the music, is the difference between someone who is hitting the necessary notes and someone who is sliding around on and between the notes and filling them in and allowing silence to have lease and doing all of those sorts of things that creates an overall sensory pop and impression. They're not just telling your ears what notes are happening. They're telling your brain and your soul why those notes are happening. And you can't always get there with language. You can't always get there by adding more words, no matter how good the words are. The difference between a high school freshman or a high school senior who's telling a good story but is really clumsy about it, and a master craftsman who is telling a good story in a way that just makes the bottom drop out of your gonads, is the difference between someone who is using words to tell you what they mean and someone who is telling you what to feel without even having to use the words. All art forms at some point, there's a level of mastery that is the level you should all be shooting for. It's the level I'm constantly shooting for myself. There's a level of mastery in all art forms where the less you do, the more you convey. To get there, you have to go through frequently. You have to go through using more and more because you have to get familiar with what all those words do or what all those notes on the keyboard does, what all those transition styles do. You do have to go through the Baroque sometimes before you can get to the stark and the elegant. You have to go through Beethoven to get to Ligeti. You have to go through Mozart to get to Bach. And Mozart and Beethoven are amazing, but Bach and Ligeti are sublime. I hope that helps. I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.